Look. Here, someone's fashioned a likeness of the green spirit of the woods into this old oak. I wonder if this secret carver carried a few splinters under his skin, took them home after he finished his task, left a spot of his blood on the rings of the tree too. For we each leave our marks on each other, don't we? Perhaps a muddy hem on trousers after a winter walk, leaves trodden into carpets, a trail of breadcrumbs from a picnic lunch left for mice to collect. There is always evidence of our time with each other.
Some leave more behind too. Do you recall the Lady Rosea? Will you, like her, leave your heart here for safekeeping? We hope you might. We hope that you love us more now and know that we love you too. We hope that you can accept our gifts and carry them home with you, that you enjoyed your time with us all, which for now is drawing to a close. Come, walk with us now, out of the woods, towards the abbey, the cafe, the road. Let's walk. We'll keep you company, so keep listening.
Before you go back, friend, to bustle and busyness, there is one more secret, the wonder at the centre of it all. You don't need to come back to the woods to be with nature, for you are nature, and we hope you now know that to be true, in your blood and your bones and your heart, as it is in the water and the wood and the earth, that we are all wild, and that the wild is everywhere. In the scarlet geraniums on the kitchen windowsill of the 10th floor flat in Parkview Towers. In the long trail of ants up the peach bathroom tiles and out through the cracked window pane. In the pot of basil wrapped in cellophane bought as a treat in Sainsbury's. In the dandelions pushing through the cracks in the asphalt near the bus stop. In the rain which everyone complains about and in the rainbow which sometimes comes after. In the thunder and lightning of a summer storm. In your cat when she hisses and your dog when he growls, in the hairs that stand on the back of your neck when you sense something powerful, when you blush with surprise or flush with sudden rage, it's in the full moon, the chorus of birds that greet the rosy dawn, it's in the moths dancing in street lamps and headlights glittering in oily puddles, and it is here, in these woods, on this green path, and in your wild hearts.
So, we invite you to notice the wild all around.
And within you, now and always.
To protect us and fight for us and cherish us because we are you. We need you and you need us.
And we ask you to pass on the stories of what you heard, what you felt and saw here with us today. Then tell a friend and invite them to visit us too. Write them a postcard. You'll get one at the cafe if you dare to say, "I'm wild." When you write, make sure to tell them of the magic, like the best storytellers do. Make visiting us irresistible for them. Come back soon. Until next time, safe home, sweet traveller. Adieu.
Thank you.